We are continuing our 68-team men's college basketball preview, taking a look forward to this season by looking back at last season's NCAA tournament teams. And today we are joined by High Point head coach Flynn Klayman with us right now. Coach, how you doing today?
Great. How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time to chat with us, Coach. Obviously entering your first year as head coach, but you spent the last several years there as an associate head coach and assistant in charge of, I believe, the offense. I guess tell me a little bit about just taking over for Coach Huss, who, of course, you know, left to become the head coach in waiting here in the Omaha market there at Creighton. What's it been like taking over there?
I mean, it's been awesome. High Point University is an awesome place to work. It's an awesome place to go to school. A lot of people don't know about it, if they're not in the region, that it's one of the nicest universities in the country, and that's becoming more, well, nationally known and internationally known. But Coach Huss prepared me for this seat. He let me call a lot of plays live over the last 2 years. Now, I learned a ton from him offensively. We ran a lot of things that Creighton ran. I also brought some touches from the Southern Utah, where I was at for 6 years before, some things we ran there, some things I picked up in that league, and we just kind of combined ideas and put together a pretty good offensive attack. So on that front, we could be pretty similar, but it's been a pretty smooth transition because High Point, so that's a great place to work, and Coach, you know, prepared me for it.
Yeah, being a part of that success, we're 56-15 record during Coach Huss's time there. What was behind the success in your mind? Obviously, you mentioned, you know, High Point being a great place to play hoops, but what was behind that?
I mean, for starters, it's just a team effort with alignment from the top down, from our president Cubain to our athletic director Dan Hauser to all our supporters that really want to win here. And then beyond that, you know, there was just a ton of hard work. I mean, our guys, we have this thing called Shot Tracker. There's 63 schools in the country that have Shot Tracker, and every single week we were leading the country in total shots taken. Our guys lived in the gym. They wanted to win. And that was, you know, that was the icing on the cake. We had the team effort from the university, and then our guys were just workers, and they were also selfless. We had a lot of guys willing to accept roles off the bench that could have complained and wanted to leave because they could have started at a lot of other schools. So we had a deep team, and ultimately it was our second five in those last 15 minutes of the conference tournament championship that ultimately got us over the hump. So that selflessness was big for us also.
Looking at this year's team, Coach, I mean, what does it look like compared to last year in terms of guys coming back?
Yeah, so some key guys back that you could expect potentially bigger roles from are Chase Johnston, who averaged about 7 points a game for us last year and started every game, but he was an all-conference performer in the A-Sun before he came to us at Stetson and at Florida Gulf Coast. Terry Anderson, who was part of that group that finished the championship game for us and was big for us late in the season, he was probably our best player in the summer, last summer, and then he had a knee injury and had a surgery before the season, so he was kind of slow to get going in the season, finished strong, but he was all conference at Lamar before he came to us, so I expect more from him. And then Braden Housen's a shooter who played a few games and had an injury and redshirted last year, but probably one of the best shooters I've ever coached. And then Josh Abukanalua is our fourth scholarship returner who played minutes last year as a true freshman off the bench and was a good backup big man, and he's just gotten bigger, stronger, and better, so I'm excited about those returners.
Flynn Klayman again, head coach for High Point, taking a look at this upcoming season, our 68-team preview. Coach, any newcomers that you were able to, you know, bring in that you feel will make a major impact this year?
Yeah, I mean, we had an 8-person transfer class and some really key names would be Rob Martin, who was all conference in Ohio Valley last year, a really great point guard. Conrad Martinez, who was a point guard who got some minutes for Arizona last year, very good player. Owen Aquino, who was a starter for Liberty last year on their tournament team. Cam Fletcher is a guy I'm really excited about, who was a starter at Florida State before he had an injury and has played at Kentucky. He's back healthy now and ready to go. So those are just a few names, but we had a great 8-person transfer class. Scotty Washington, who was all-conference in the honorable mention all-conference in the Big West and averaged 15 points a game for Northridge. So some really good players that have come in we're excited about.
Great, Coach. Looking at your KenPom, you know, scouting report, just a lot of green when it comes to the offense, of course. Last year, efficiency and, able to score in a number of different ways. And everybody has their own spin on things when it comes to, you know, their own program. So taking over for Coach Huss, do you expect your style of play will emulate what we've seen from High Point the last couple of years, or will there be a few little twists and turns along the way?
I would say it'd be very similar, just with some twist on our personnel. And that's how it would have been. We would have do the same thing with Coach Huss. We don't have Bodo would probably be a big personnel difference. He was just a different type of size. Didn't necessarily have the skill set of some of our bigs now, where they can dribble pass shoot. But he also brought other things to the table offensively with his rim pressure. So a few tweaks. But just it'll be very similar because it works, like you said, and I would be dumb to change too much.
Looking at the Big South, Coach, I mean, what is and sometimes with all of the movement, and this goes for anybody in the country, when it comes to the transfer portal and recruiting classes and whatnot, you don't really know until you do know. But what does it look like there in the Big South in your eyes right now?
Yeah, I mean, the league to me just continues to get better. And we've been a team now over the last 2 years that's invested a ton and elevated our program, and that leads to other programs really trying to elevate as well. That's what the competition does. I think, just in my early opinion, it's so hard to tell with the movement of players on all these teams, but I think Radford's got a very talented, good basketball team. I think Longwood is very underrated. They've got a couple really good transfers and really good returners. They're physical, long, athletic. I think Asheville is very good. They'll have the preseason player of the year most likely in Solomon, and then they've got some other really good returners and a couple good transfers. And they're very well coached. They've been very tough for us to play the last couple of years. People don't realize that we have an exact tie score with Asheville over the last 2 seasons and have a 2-2 record with them. If you add up the total score of the 2 years, yeah, and we've had a great run in the league, but with them, we've just been neck and neck every time we've seen them. Presbyterian is a school that people are sleeping on. They've got a lot of returners and a big man who was out hurt that they've got back now, who's going to be really good. So it's a deep league this year, and it just continues to get better.
Yeah. Coach, 56 wins the last 2 years. Your first year as the head coach, you were able to experience the NCAA tournament last year. What defines a successful season for High Point this year?
That question, I get asked that a lot. I think for the average fan, it's get to the tournament and hopefully compete and win a game. That's basically what we did last year, is we got to the tournament and we competed and had a shot to win the game. In my eyes, I just try to focus on winning the day. I know the expectation at this place is to win a regular season title, win a conference tournament title, but for those things to happen, we just need to focus on the process. We need to continue to be the team that leads the country in shots taken. We need to be the team that continues to lead the country in work ethic. If those things happen, then the goals will come to fruition.
Glenn Klayman again, head coach for High Point men's basketball. Coach, really appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and best of luck to you and your team this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.